And as promised, we're joined right now by the head football coach at Notre Dame, winningest active coach in FBS, three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year Award winner, the only coach to have won it more than once, led Notre Dame to 10 wins or more in three of the last four seasons, led Notre Dame to an undefeated regular season and a spot in the college playoff last season. Notre Dame opens up at Louisville September 2nd, and he is hosting the 2019 Kelly Cares Irish Eyes Gala tonight at the Pierre Hotel in Manhattan. We are joined by Brian Kelly. Brian, nice to have you back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. So as a head coach, there's always a lot of work to be done. But at the same time, in the last few weeks, you've had one player after another get drafted or sign as a free agent, followed by seeing your players graduate. And now you're hosting your event in Manhattan. So how special is this time of year for you?
This is the fun time. I know college football is fun to many that watch it. You know, that's my day job. You know, that's the stressful part. This is the fun part where you get a chance to watch your kids graduate, get them realize their goals and dreams of playing in the NFL. And for me and my wife, a chance to give back. You know, we've been blessed to be in the position that we are. And, you know, this is our ninth year in New York City. We've been able to raise and give back over $5 million through our Kelly Cares Foundation. So this is the fun time. This is that opportunity where there's no pressure. Don't have to win a ball game. We can just go out and enjoy it.
Good for you. I'm going to talk to you more about that event in 1 minute, and I want to talk about some of the guys that have moved on. But if you were to look back at last season, you were coming off the undefeated regular season, a tough loss to the eventual champion Clemson in the semifinals. But when you look back on last year, Brian, what kind of thoughts do you have about the team and the season?
Gritty group of guys. Each and every week, you know, obviously we overcame changing a quarterback and Brandon Wimbush, who's just a terrific teammate, great young man. Wish him all the success at Central Florida. He, too, got his degree this past weekend at Notre Dame. But, you know, anytime you change a quarterback, there's some uncertainty. But Ian Book stepped in, did a terrific job. And when I say gritty, you know, we flew over 10,000 miles in the last month. We were like a Broadway play opening up in a town near you, California, New York, South Bend, Chicago. And those kids didn't complain, just kept playing. And one of the tougher groups mentally that I've ever coached.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly is my guest. You know, I'll hit you with a quick follow on that because you and I spoke last season after you made that move to go with Ian Book at quarterback, and you talked about how challenging a decision that was because of how much respect you had for Brandon Wimbush. How much did Book grow as a quarterback over the course of last season?
Tremendously, and I think you know, Jim, there's a lot about preparation when it comes to, you know, evaluating a quarterback, but the ultimate evaluation is in playing and you know, being in there when it's real and guys are rushing you and you've got to make quick decisions. And so you've got to have that opportunity. And so that growth obviously had to occur from week to week. It did. I think his biggest growth probably was this spring after the Clemson game and, you know, getting a pass rush from arguably one of the best defensive lines in a long time in college football. But there's no substitute to playing. And I think getting the opportunity to play, I think Ian got the growth necessary. And we saw that this spring and the growth that he got from even last year's game.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly joining us from Manhattan, where he has an important event. We'll talk about that in a minute. Brian, since the season ended, I've spoken with Jerry Tillery, Drew Tranquil, and Julian Love. There are three of your players who were drafted. Each guy made a huge impact on defense on different levels. You still have a lot of talent on that side of the ball, but how do you go about replacing their experience and some of their intangibles?
Well, all of them, you know, obviously bring something different to the table. Drew Tranquil, two-time captain, losing that leadership is obviously what most coaches are concerned with the most because, you know, each year your football team changes when you have that void in leadership. We've been working hard to develop new leaders, but losing a great leader like Drew Tranquil is going to be difficult to replace. Jerry Tillery is one of the most athletic, 6'6", 300-pound-plus defensive linemen that we've ever had at Notre Dame, and we've been fortunate to have some great players, but extremely athletic and a great teammate. Here's a guy that injured his shoulder after the Stanford game and played hurt the rest of the season. So a great teammate, but just a terrific player that can play inside and outside. And then Julian Love, a multi-dimensional player, probably going to play more inside, maybe the nickel position with the Giants, but great ball skills, great tackler, smart, savvy. Those guys are hard to replace. But we've got some young players that are waiting for this opportunity. We think we're in a much better position now, Jim, to plug in players that are ready to play at a high level. And I think that's the big difference with what you'll see from our football team this year.
Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly joining us once again. Brian, before you arrived at Notre Dame, there had been a decent amount of turnover at head coach, and there was even some question as to whether or not Notre Dame could still compete at the elite level. You've pretty much eliminated that question. So how do you go about taking that step from being a top five team and program again to a national championship squad?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think now it's about delivering in these championship opportunities. We've had, two opportunities now to play for championships. We've got to be able to now take that next step, and that is to be there again. I think what Clemson showed and Alabama showed is the consistency of knocking on that door, you're going to get through. And for us, we got to get back there. And I think if we're consistently knocking at that door, that's when that door opens up for you. You can't do it every 5, 6, 7 years because it's hard for that door to open up for you. So consistency and performance is the key for us now. Doing it each and every year, being there. I think if you look at our football team, being there again this year in the mix is going to give them a decided advantage because they'll have the confidence that they played there last year. And that gives you a great advantage. I know Clemson had that this year going into the playoffs.
Brian Kelly, my guest. Brian, before I ask you about tonight's event, is it true that you recently became a Peloton owner? I've got one. I love mine. Have you had a chance to get on that bike? How's it treating you?
Jim, I got to tell you, I was really skeptical about it. But I am a Peloton owner now, and I absolutely love it. And the cardio workout that you get, the ability to be interactive and compete, I love the competition of it. So it's really been a great release for me to go out there and compete. When you get a little older, the competition at rec basketball at noontime can be a little bit daunting with these young guys. So I can compete on my age bracket on the Peloton. It's been a great thing.
Preach, coach. I know exactly what you're saying. How long are your rides? The good thing about that bike is you can pick whatever kind of ride you want, length of ride. How long are yours?
No doubt. I like to pop in a couple of 45s in there. And that's the great thing about it. If you crunch for time, you try to get your 30s in there, 30-minute rides. But, I like to try to get some 45 with some arms in there and be ready to go, with our style of life, you and I, it's really busy. So if we can get 45, that's a treat.
Well, that's a win right there. All right, so you and your wife, Pocky, are hosting your annual Kelly Cares Irish Eyes Gala tonight in Manhattan. It's going to honor Kyle Rudolph and the Silver Shield Foundation. How much are you looking forward to tonight in getting together with former players and raising money for education and health initiatives?
Yeah, first of all, Kyle Rudolph, obviously he played for me, and what a career he's had with the Vikings and, his foundation and one of the finalists for the NFL Man of the Year. We thought it was appropriate to be able to honor him for the work that he's done with his foundation, with kids and children. Today we were at the Ronald McDonald House with him, and we were able to support the Ronald McDonald House here in Long Island. So we love to give back to the local communities here, and being with Kyle and his wife, Jordan, it was just really a special day for us. We'll honor him tonight for his work in the community. And then the Silver Shield, which helps pay for tuition for those New York firemen and police officers that are lost in the line of duty. It picks up the tuition for their kids. And so we're gonna award them for their work financially to keep that foundation going. So it's just another way for us to be able to give back. Our foundation's been able to give back $5 million, and we felt like being first responders in this way was the way that we could give back, so we're excited about tonight.
Brian Kelly, my guest, that is an enormous number, $5 million for medical research, educational programming, and community outreach, and that event is once again this evening at the Pierre Hotel in Manhattan. He is a Notre Dame head football coach, winningest active coach in FBS. Brian, I know it's a busy day for you and your family. Thanks for sharing it with us, and really nice to have you back on. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, Tim, anytime. You know that. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you having me on.
Great to have you back, Brian. Thank you. Brian Kelly, the head coach at Notre Dame. And one thing, because he's not going to make it about him, I would also say this. If you look at the career he's had, now he's got a pair of undefeated regular seasons at Notre Dame. And if you look at what he's done there and the numbers he's put up, his name is right there with the likes of Rockne, Leahy, Era, Holtz.